USA News update. A project manager at Tavis Rogers, fired by Newmont Mining Corporation for missing a COVID-19 vaccination deadline, has filed a lawsuit alleging religious discrimination. Rogers, employed for about 7 months, raised concerns about the vaccination requirement issued in November 2021. He sought permission to work remotely instead of getting vaccinated, but the lawsuit claims the company did not accommodate his request, leading to his termination. The two individuals who lost their lives in a fatal explosion on the U.S.-Canada border on Wednesday have been identified as a married couple from Grand Island, New York. Monica and Kurt P. Villani, both 53 years old, were involved in a crash on Rainbow Bridge, the entry and exit point to Canada at Niagara Falls, on Wednesday morning. Witnesses reported that the vehicle went airborne after hitting a cement median, subsequently catching fire and exploding upon colliding with a border crossing booth. Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.